Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trevor, how stunned are you by the last six, the offensive performance in the last six quarters?
Yeah, I mean, we suck right now, so I'm pretty shocked. You know, obviously, this isn't, we had a great offseason, great training camp, and we got to figure it out.
Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars are in town for Monday Night Football. Bills and Jags, we go to the Western Hotline to talk Jags and find out, in fact, do they suck right now? Gene Frenette, Florida Times Union, joining us. Gene, it's Jeremy and Joe. Thanks for taking some time.
Good, thanks for having me.
Do they, in the words of the quarterback, do they suck right now?
Well, the offense certainly does. I wouldn't say that about the defense, but yeah, the offense does. It's just not, they're just not in sync. Right? You know, they took way too long to get into any kind of rhythm against Cleveland on Sunday, and it was just the opposite the previous week. They got out to a really good start in the first half, and then they went completely limp in the second half.
Yeah.
So doesn't matter whether you start fast and end slow, or start slow and try to catch up. Either way, you put yourself in a tough situation, and they could have easily won both of those games, but they lost them. That's the NFL, right? A lot of times it's a one score game, and if you're not executing in the big moments, you lose, and then you have to try to find answers.
Why do you think it's happening that way? Like, it seems they've invested. Around Trevor Lawrence, they've got Doug Peterson. Like, on the outside, on paper, it's like, oh, this offense should work. So why isn't it?
Well, I think there's a lot of different reasons for it. But I think if you're going to point to one thing, I just don't think the offensive line has been consistent enough. You know, there's just you look at what happened, and sometimes it's bad bounces too, like. The Jaguars put themselves in this terrific hole against Cleveland, right? The defense played really bad in the first half and played really well in the second half. So you're playing this catch-up, right? And, I mean, the Browns tried to give them the game. They had 13 penalties for 100 yards. Their offense had 8 penalties for 75 yards. You know, they took themselves out of field goal range when they could have, forced the Jaguars to at least, score 8 points to try to tie the game. Well, they end up punting, and the ball hits at the one-yard line. Mm-hmm. So you think, okay, if it's going to hit that close to the end zone, it's going to go in the end zone. It hit the one-yard line and bounced completely sideways and went out of bounds at the 2. And on the very next play, Alex Wright got through He blew past the left guard Ezra Cleveland, overpowered center Mitch Morse, and sacked Trevor in the end zone.
Yeah.
And so now a 3-point lead becomes a 5-point lead. And again, the Cleveland Browns tried to help them out. You know, they had an incomplete pass that stopped the clock, gave the Jaguars some extra time. They at least got a Hail Mary on at the end of from 33 yards out. But as much as the Browns tried to help them out, the Jaguars offense still wasn't good enough to take it.
Funny you mentioned Mitch Morse there. Like, for Bills fans, we watched a lot of high-profile players leave, and we've seen them not have their best moments, whether that's Jordan Poyer, Tre'Davious White. I'm naming these for Bills fans who've seen the last couple weeks. And Mitch Morse mentioned there. How about Gabe Davis? How have things gone early on for Davis as a part of this offense?
Not well. He's played a high percentage of snaps, but he's had a couple nice catches. Don't get me wrong, but for as much as he played on Sunday, as long as he was out there, not the kind of impact that you're looking for.
Yeah,
for whatever reason, the offense is just not in any kind of rhythm, and it's distressing for Jaguars fans because you got a quarterback that just signed a $275 million contract extension, you know, temporarily making him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL until Dak Prescott signed his deal, and it's not working. Now, again, it's only two games, but, you know, when you have two winnable games and you're paying that kind of money to your quarterback, you expect the quarterback of the offense to deliver, and it's just not happening. And now you got to go to Buffalo, and then the week after that, you got to go on the road to play the Houston Texans. So the Jaguars, although they've had success against the Buffalo Bills in recent years, they could be looking at 0-4, and that's a pretty distressing position to be in when you're expected to be a playoff team.
Yeah, I don't think Bills fans are going to take them too lightly, because there's been weird losses, like when the Bills lost 9-6 to Urban Meyer. If you can lose that game to the Jaguars, you can lose any. But by the way, on Davis, did he pull up with an injury on Sunday?
I'm a little bit hard pressed to define what it was that he had. You know, I'm not. I'm not sure about it. I do know that Doug Peterson said yesterday that everybody would be good to go.
Okay.
Who had issues in that game. So, I would fully expect Gabe Davis to be out there on Monday night.
Okay. And on Lawrence, like, we talked about him a little bit already. Like, he's paid now, and he was this super highly rated prospect, and then he definitely progressed after year one, but I don't know, where are the Jaguars with him? Where are you with him in terms of his status in the league? Because you see him make a couple throws every week that are like, wow, like, that's one of the top quarterbacks in the league are the only guys that can make a throw like that. But I don't know, isn't it just the consistency, I guess, that they're still trying?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going to find with him?
That is absolutely correct. And you said it perfectly. He will have moments where he makes throws that you go to yourself, oh, well, that's the reason why he was the number one draft pick. I mean, he makes some unbelievable throws. He's a really good deep ball thrower. But, you know, like as you mentioned, the consistency is simply not always there. And it's not all his fault. I mean, listen, the offensive line has to be better. I mean, it just does. Just because, you've got to be able to establish a consistent running game so that you can achieve balance to help out the quarterback. And, the bottom line, quite frankly, is he's not Josh Allen. I mean, Josh Allen is a guy that can drive you nuts at times, right? With turnovers or whatever, but he makes up for it, right? He makes up for it with when you look at his touchdown to interception ratio, it's phenomenal, right? Because he makes mistakes, but he does so many other good things, either with his arm or with his legs, that you live with the Josh Allen turnovers, right? Well, that's not quite the case with Trevor. There's not enough production for you to live with the mistakes. Remember, He's had like 60 turnovers in his career. He's had the most turnovers of any quarterback. And Josh Allen's right there with them in terms of turnovers. But Josh Allen has so many more touchdowns, both running and throwing, that, like I said earlier, you live with it.
Right? Yeah.
So, is Trevor Lawrence a good quarterback? Yes, he is a good quarterback. But is he elite? Is he an elite quarterback like Josh Allen? No, he is not there yet. And, this is the fourth year. This is his third year in Doug Peterson's system. So this you would think, if a guy is going to be an elite quarterback, by his fourth year in the league, he should be showing it. And he's not showing it. Not yet, anyway.
Florida Times Union, Gene Frenette on the Western Hotline. Gene, thanks very much.
Thanks for your time. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Gene. You know, it's funny, it's 2 weeks in. Joe, if I hear someone say, the offensive line of this team is really not any good, I think, well, then the Bills are going to destroy that team. Because the Bills' defensive line right now looks like a big deal. It looks like, okay, your line is in trouble. Guess what? Vaughn, Rousseau, Oliver, Daquan Jones, they're going to destroy you.
Daquan Jones, by the way, I saw, was it Anthony from Cover One yesterday, was tweeting out, this dude is... I think he compared him to trying to block a grizzly bear right now.
Yeah, there's a play where he absolutely destroyed everyone.
So their line, I like the sound of if your line is struggling. And don't the Bills play back-to-back? Who do they play next week? The Ravens after the Jaguars?
Yeah.
And the Ravens line has been a big problem through two games. So are we going to get sacks the next two games? A lot of them? Or at least a lot of pressure?
Are you ready for 4-0 Bills and 4-0 Texans? Wow.
Oh,
Sunday at 1 o'clock.
What a miss game. Terrible job by the schedule makers. The Jags, by the way, I should ask them about Peterson. Do you know they've lost 7 of their last 8? They lost 5 of 6 to end last year. Since they were 8-3, they were 8-3 in week 12, coming off a win against the Texans at Houston. Since that game, they're 1-7. That's usually the type of stretch that gets a coach fired. Especially when he's in year 4 or whatever it is for Doug Peterson.
803-0550 to join us. It is a beautiful, another beautiful Tuesday on the way. Are there clouds anymore? Have you guys seen a cloud in like a month?
There weren't clouds yesterday because did you get a look at the moon last night? It was a super moon, and also it was an 8% eclipse.
So tonight is a lunar eclipse? Is that what we're looking at?
I think tonight is the same thing, where it's like a part, it's a partial. Yesterday was a partial eclipse. I think, again, it was the number was like 8%, and I didn't notice a difference.
Yeah.
It looked cool. Like, the moon was, like, super bright and, you know, yeah, like the blue ring around it almost.
We're getting another partial tonight.
Another partial one tonight?
I believe so.
All right. It was cool looking. I don't know how, well you can really see it. I'm eclipse spoiled now because
not just eclipse spoiled. I was listening to BEN, and Mazurowski said that some people last night saw the Northern Lights.
Really?
Folks, we need a phone tree. Wow. We need an alert. If we're seeing the Northern Lights, some of us want to be awakened.
I would like to be.
Come on.
I would like to
Who's there to call me? I was actually awake watching the Manning cast.
Yeah.
What I prefer, the Manning cast or the Northern Lights? It was an exciting game.
I'd probably go Northern. Although you don't get Manning cast for another 5 weeks. But when do you get the next Northern Lights?
I don't know. It was earlier this summer we had it. It's pretty cool. All right, 803-0550. We'll get a break in. 1-888-550-2550.
Hey, let TRS Heating and Air Conditioning intercept your heating bills. Enter now at WGR550.com to enter for a chance to win $1,200 towards your home heating costs. Don't fumble this opportunity. Contest ends on January 5th of 2025. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence. Powering tomorrow, comforting today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.